From Greenhill Gurnard to Temperance Terrace Cows. Broadcasting to inform, entertain and inspire across online platforms. FM 104.6, Hospedia Channel 5 and now on DAB. This is the multi-award winning Vectis Radio, bringing you news from around the world, across the UK and here on the Garden Isle.
The former top Foreign Office official Sir Ollie Robbins says he does not fully understand the reasons why he was sacked. It comes as he says there was a dismissive approach to Peter Mandelson's security vetting from Keir Starmer's number 10.
I'm afraid what that translated into for my team in the Foreign Office and certainly the handover briefing I was getting as I arrived at post was what I felt was a generally dismissive attitude to his vetting clearance. The focus was on getting Mandelson out to Washington quickly.
The Prime Minister faced 2.5 hours of questions from MPs yesterday. He blamed Robbins for deliberately and repeatedly keeping him in the dark. Next, the United States and Iran have signalled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Islamabad. That's according to two regional officials as the fragile two-week truce was due to expire. Neither the US nor Iran have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks, though. Seven more people have been arrested following a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London. Since late March, there have been arson attacks on Jewish community ambulances in Golders Green, two synagogues and a former Jewish charity. The Metropolitan Police say the suspects were arrested within the past 48 hours over an alleged conspiracy to commit a further arson attack, although the specific target is not yet known. The family of the UK's youngest ever blood transfusion recipients are expressing their gratitude to the donors. Their specialist blood is used the most for one of the rarest transfusions, given when a baby is still in the womb. Paul Bickley is one of the top donors for this procedure.
It's actually also weirdly an opportunity to be still and slow in a way that we don't really experience in the world today. So take a book along.
And charities, doctors and patients have come together to urge government action over allergies. A new national allergy strategy says the UK has some of the highest allergy rates in the world. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Tanita Sims.
The value of gold and silver has gone galactic. And Fairgold have paid out millions for your gold, jewellery and watches. All valuations and postage are free, trackable and insured. And on the same day we receive your items, we provide you with an offer and pay you by bank transfer in as little as 15 minutes. So visit fairgold.co.uk or text YES to 80800 free of charge from any UK mobile.
The latest news from the Isle of Wight.
In local news, the Isle of Wight Youth Trust has appointed Nigel Hartley, MBE, to its Board of Trustees. The charity, which supports young people's mental health, says his experience comes as demand for services rises. Nigel has more than 40 years in healthcare and previously led Mountbatten Hospice Group. He will also become High Sheriff next month and says he looks forward to supporting the Trust's work and future plans. Meanwhile, a popular Isle of Wight business event is returning this June after a successful run in 2024. Just One Thing will take place at Key Arts in Newport, featuring seven speakers sharing key insights from their careers. The free event includes networking and talks aimed at inspiring local businesses. With limited spaces available and high demand expected, organisers are urging people to book early to secure a place. Finally, staff at Curry's in Newport will take on Walk the White with a twist, carrying a washing machine along the 26.5-mile route for Mountbatten. The team is reviving a challenge first completed in 2014, calling it Wash the White. Around £500 has been raised so far. Organisers say the effort will boost awareness as staff prepare for the charity walk on May the 10th. More Isle of Wight news in an hour.
The Island's weather, sponsored by Renault Drain, a 24-hour call-out service for all your drainage needs. Call 01983 210 497 or visit the website renaultdrain.co.uk for more information.
Very good afternoon to you. It's 4 minutes past three in downtown Newport. Currently very sunny, 13 degrees is your temperature. Staying dry for the rest of the afternoon and dry and clear for tonight. 9 degrees, your low. Winds to the northeast at 15 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, much the same, state highs of 15, plenty of sunny, plenty of sunniness. Staying dry, winds to the east at 22 miles an hour. It's a feeling chilly in that easterly wind, but still a very pleasant spring day. Bruce Chanel and Robbie Williams coming right up.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
For broadband that works, guaranteed. Verify and order online at whitefibre.com. Proud sponsors of the afternoon show.
White Fibre. Because we care.
From the Vectis Radio Vault, another classic 60s memory. Music pre-1990. Field in Newport to Gas House Hill in Ventnor. This is Vectis Radio, now on DAB and FM 104.6.
Cute. So well trained.
gentle animal. So need your love, so you are. I'm not scared of dying, I just don't want to. If I stop lying, I just disappoint you.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tuesday afternoon show here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and DAB now.
Yes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. It's exciting, isn't it? Out of the news there, you heard Bruce Chanel with Hey Baby and Robbie Williams with Come Undone. And I'm here in the studio with...
Me, Kelvin.
And...
Me, Lisha.
And 4,000 octopuses.
Yes.
I'm sure they breed.
They do.
I think they do. We've got Leisha's topic of the week coming up and
we
some
have.
Motivation. And Double Take are our local band.
Indeed. The twins.
They are twins. Identical twins.
Identical twins who sing in harmony.
They certainly do. Yeah. And we've got Jane coming in. She's a veterinary nurse and she's going to tell us all about doggies, I think, in the summer.
Dogs in the summer, yes.
Or summertime dogs.
Not just for summer.
No. Or for Christmas.
Yes. Or just for life. Anyway, we've also got some cracking music as ever this hour.
We have.
What's taking us into the break then?
Can I just say quickly?
Oh, yes, quickly do that. Good point.
Pharmacies are going to be open over the bank holiday, because that's not far away.
Bank will be coming up quite soon.
In Newport, it's Boots the Chemist. They're open from 10 till 4 on Monday the 4th.
Yeah.
In Ryde, Boots the Chemist is open from 10 till 4, and Tesco Pharmacy is open from 10 till 4. In Ventnor, Boots is open from 2 till 5. And in Yarmouth, Pharmacy, Tim is open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock.
Of course
at night.
He never goes home.
He does come
home.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah. Lovely man, Tim. Very helpful pharmacist. One of the most helpful pharmacists I've ever come across.
Yes.
Anyway, but that will be on our website at some point as well.
Yes.
It's only a couple of weeks. The 4th of May, no jokes.
No. None.
Don't want to hear any jokes, any Star Wars jokes.
Nope.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Let's take this into the break, Leisha.
It's Luke Combs with Ain't No Cowboy.
Well, I knew the day I met her, one day I'd have to forget her. That didn't stop me from trying to hold her like the river holds the rain. She always wanted wide open spaces, and I tried my best to tame. But I would have been better off breaking her and wild Mustangs. I ain't no cowboy,
cowboy, but now I wish I was. If I could have been more like John Wayne, well, I could have found a way to make her stay. But she was a Lori darling looking for Gus McCrae. And at the end of the day,
broadband that works, guaranteed. Verify and order online at whitefibre.com. Proud sponsors of the afternoon show.
White Fibre. Because we care.
Vectors Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.
As a business, you have a legal responsibility to dispose of your waste in line with current government legislation. Ireland Environmental Hygiene Limited are an Ireland company specialising in the collection of sanitary, clinical and hazardous waste, working closely with the Environment Agency to ensure your waste is disposed of legally. Our services are tailored to meet your needs. To find out more, visit islandenvironmentalhygiene.com or call 729943. Ireland Environmental Hygiene Limited, working towards an environmentally friendly island.
This April, we want you to walk or run 72,208 steps and take part in Best Foot Forward, raising money for the National Kidney Federation. The 72,208 steps represents the amount of people in the UK on dialysis or transplanted. To take part, just go to kidney.org.uk. Raise £10 or more and you'll receive a pair of Best Foot Forward walking socks. Sign up now at kidney.org.uk. Will you put a spring in your step this April?
PC Consultants offers a full range of IT support services, from our core IT sales, service and support, to our PCC digital team, which offers web and digital services as well.
PC Consultants prides itself in giving first-class customer support and service, whether it be IT or a web issue. We design a bespoke result for each customer, regardless of size, whether it be a business or a home PC user.
Call PC Consultants now on 811-711.
Life can be hard, and Isle of Wight Samaritans are here at the end of the phone to offer support through difficult times. But the cost of keeping the phone lines open is going up all the time. Help us keep going. Volunteer to join our friendly shop team to raise the funds we need. You'll have a great time too. Just pop into the shop for a chat at Lugley Street in Newport or call 524 775. See you soon.
You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Hi, this is Gary C. I'll be stirring your tea time tea and getting you from A to B every Wednesday, 4 till 6 p.m. on Vectis Radio.
Hits of today, classics of yesterday, only on Vectis Radio, now on DAB.
If I wait for just a second more, what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I opened my lips, all my words slip away. And anyway, I can't
'80s, Yazoo.
Yes.
Alf.
It was Alf. Yes.
Nobody's Daughter. Where's Alf from?
She's from Essex, isn't she?
Essex girl from Basildon, isn't it? Yeah. We used to come. Well, we're from Basildon.
I've never come from Basildon. No. Do you mind?
Almost as good as accuse you of coming from Canvey.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, what's happening now, Maggie?
Oh, we've got the lovely Jane here now. She's a veterinary nurse, and she's going to talk to us about doggies.
Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon. Thank
what have you
for
got to
me.
Tell us about doggies?
So I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the things that can happen in the summer, specifically related to heat and heat stroke and what to look out for and what to do.
Okay.
In the first instance, because it can happen really, really quickly.
I'm sure.
And our lovely dogs always want to do stuff to make us happy.
Yes.
So if they go out for a walk, which they love, and then we throw balls and we do things, and the weather might be a bit too warm for them, that can cause problems. So,
right, such as?
So especially for our breeds that have got a bit of a shorter face.
Yeah.
So with the shorter noses, like the French Bulldogs and the Pugs, they struggle with their breathing anyway.
Yep.
And on a hot day, that can really tighten up their airways.
Oh,
so they can't breathe very well.
Yeah.
But then they're out on a walk and they love it and they're having great fun. But they kind of don't think about what they're doing.
No.
So they're like, oh, there's a ball. Oh, there's something exciting. Oh, there's a squirrel to chase. Off I go. And they can get themselves overheated really, really quickly.
Right.
So also that can happen to the bigger, hairier dogs as well. Again, it's the same thing. They're out and they're enjoying what they're doing and they're not necessarily thinking about it. And also for the really young dogs and the really old dogs as well, they struggle with regulating their temperature.
Okay, so what can we do?
So just thinking about when you're walking them and when you're doing things with them, especially in the warmer weather as it's coming up to, hopefully, summer coming.
Hopefully.
We want to think about taking them out first thing in the morning when it's cooler and last thing at night. And during the day, just having a nice, cool, chilled out space in the house for them rather than thinking about walking them just because it's your normal routine.
Yes.
You might have to shift away from that because they can get themselves in quite a lot of trouble and they can get a heat stroke, and that can be really quite serious.
They can burn their paws as well.
They can burn their paws, yes. Yeah. If we go out and you put your hand on the pavement, if you can't keep your hand in contact, that's going to burn a paw.
Yes.
So we want to be thinking about making sure we don't take them out if that's how it feels.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
So what we see sometimes coming into practice are the dogs that have been out on the beach, and they come in and we don't think about the beach as being too hot because of the sea, because of the cool breeze, and they actually run around, they're chasing their ball, but then they get hotter and hotter and hotter, and they've got that nice furry coat, and they get hotter and hotter and hotter, and then they can't get themselves out of that heat cycle. So when that happens, you might see that they're really panting, they're really distressed sometimes, they can get really poorly quite quickly, they can sometimes collapse as well. So things that we say to people, obviously apart from walking them in the cool of the day, where if that happens, how to act in that first instance to start the cooling process.
So what do we do to start with?
So get them somewhere shaded is the first step. So if you can't move them very far, if they're really struggling, then under a tree or under a shady spot, and then try to get them cooled by getting some water on them.
Right.
Not freezing,
no,
because that can cause problems, but especially on their armpits and on their inner thighs, on their belly, where the skin's exposed, that will help evaporate the heat off of them quicker.
So could you use a towel or something you've soaked?
You can rub that on them, but if you pop that over them, that actually insulates them.
Right.
So
don't do that.
No towels over, but cool water underneath. You can, if you've got a bucket or a hose or something, you can dribble that over them, not chucking it, but just a gentle dribble so they get wet.
Yes.
And if you can get a fan or get them in a breeze, that will help evaporate the water off, which will help the cooling process.
Yeah.
So give them a drink if they want a drink, but try not to force it. So one of the other things that can happen is they drawl a lot because they're trying to get more air, more space to, yes, to get air in. So they might not want to drink, but no, if you can offer them a cold drink, that, that helps them. And then getting them to the vets is the next thing. Sometimes you can catch it early enough and they don't need to be checked, but it's worth getting your vet to check them over.
Absolutely,
because
yes,
if they've got too hot and it's been a prolonged period, then they can have some consequences for that that we might need to do blood tests and check for.
Right.
But yeah, it's a common thing we see in the summer, and I think it's important to for people to know that they can act quickly and they can make a difference, and that also, you know, it can happen on days when it's not particularly hot if they've got one of those breeds, or
yes,
if they've got the really hairy, what I call a hairy bear, where they've got a massive coat and they're a big breed of dog, they can overheat really, really quickly. And as we're coming into that kind of summertime with the cars as well, not taking them in the cars is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's,
and not leaving him in a car either.
Yes, yeah. I've got a lovely couple of facts and figures for everyone. So if you've got a dog in a car for 10 minutes, the temperature inside the car is 10 degrees hotter already than it is outside.
Yeah.
And if you leave it for an hour, it goes up to over 60 degrees.
Oh.
So if you think about how hot that would feel for us.
Yes, yes.
And then they've got a fur coat and they're going to feel very uncomfortable.
Yes, I saw a video that a vet did, and he sat in a car.
Yes.
And he sat in the car for about an hour, and he was getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and he was saying, "I really can't breathe now."
Yeah.
This is what happens to your dog.
Yeah. And there are some really good advocate videos on the internet now that you can watch, and they also go through things that you can do to help. But even the window open doesn't bring the temperature down enough.
No.
So but once, if you know, if anyone sees that and they get a dog out of a car, you know, the police will come and attend if you call them to help.
So do the same thing then with the armpits.
What we want is to get the skin areas, so any dogs that, you know, if they've got like some of the Staffies and the French Bulldogs, they have balder areas underneath,
right,
so you can use those areas to get that evaporation happening,
because they don't sweat, do they, dog?
No.
But you can artificially make them sweat by making them wet.
Yes
so I get the
so the only way they sweat is through their mouths and through their paws. So you'll see that when they're very hot, you see little paw prints on the ground if they've been particularly warm, because that's where they sweat through their mouths and their paws. So the body doesn't allow that heat to escape, and it just builds and builds and builds.
So it's basically common sense. Don't take them out at the hottest part of the day for various reasons. Keep an eye on them even during the hot spot day. Make sure they're somewhere cool.
Yeah.
As we had a really stupid dog some years ago who would lie out in the sunshine.
Yes.
And
he'd
he's like, "What are you doing?"
Another thing to mention as well, cool mats, they're really good.
Oh,
especially,
yes.
You know, like last summer we had some super, super hot days, and even indoors that can be really hot.
The
cool mats help. We do advise against ice packs because they can bring the body temperature down too quickly.
Too far,
And then they shiver to try and keep themselves warm because their body is confused, and then they get hotter again. But cooling mats are great for the summer as well.
We've got a cool mat for the cat, but he won't sit on it.
No. if you hadn't bought it for the cat, he'd sit on it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And there's plenty of advice out there for people to take.
Yes, a lot of the charities have some really good advice on their website, so you can go on and have a look. You can go through them, and Google's a great advice if you get stuck and you can't remember anything. It kind of comes up with top tips.
Yes.
I did a bit of research to see what did come up before I came on here, and actually all the things that we advise all come up, so it's great if you're in a panic and you're not sure what to do.
So if you're not quite sure, can you ring your local vet and get some advice?
Yes, yeah. They'll be able to talk you through.
They'll
what
be happy to,
do.
To talk
yes.
to you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but because the first hour or so is really vital to get that temperature down.
And it may avoid you needing to actually go to the vet.
Yes.
Which will save you a few quid.
Yes, it absolutely will, yes, yeah. And if you catch it quick enough and they recover quickly enough and they seem okay, you don't need to rush to the vets. But if they've got to the point where they've maybe collapsed, or they've been very disorientated, or they've been sick or anything like that, then we might worry about dehydration.
Yes,
so
we'd
get them checked.
There's something you want to ask, Alicia?
Yeah. So when obviously doggies do have heat strokes, mm-hmm.
How long does the heat strokes usually last for? It obviously depends if it's a red flag. Like,
if they've been exercised in hot weather, then they will just gradually get worse and worse and hotter, and sometimes they'll cool themselves down. They'll take themselves off to a quiet area, but most dogs just keep going because that's what they're enjoying. So I suppose from when we've had them in the practice to recovery is maybe 1 or 2 hours, but it depends how high their temperature was and how quickly we can get the temperature back down again. Severe cases, we sometimes have to put them under anaesthetic to cool everything down and be able to cool them down effectively enough, because they get themselves so worked up.
Yeah, because when you're asleep, your temperature drops anyway,
exactly,
doesn't it?
Exactly, yes. So that's a very extreme case, but we have done that in the past.
Prevention is better than cure at the end of the day.
Absolutely,
so, yes, you might always go walking with your dog at 11 o'clock in the morning, but it might not always be the best time to do
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
So, bear it in mind. So,
and now we've got nice long days. It's bright in the morning, nice and early out.
It is, yes. 4:30, the light starts coming in.
Yes, when our cat starts going. Well, thank you for that.
That's right.
Very useful information. That will be on our website fairly soon.
It will.
But say, if in doubt, just ring any local vet.
Absolutely.
And they will be more than happy to guide you through it. And if then you need to come in, then they'll sort that out.
Absolutely. But
even if you're a tourist here on the island, vets will speak to them.
Yes.
And if you're doing a marathon walkie type thing, don't necessarily take the dog. It was going to be a hot day.
No.
The dog will probably love it, but it may not be very well at the end of it.
Yeah, they do just want to keep doing the walking.
And
they
some do, little dogs, when they've got little legs.
They have indeed. Okay, thank you for that.
And you're very
we'll
welcome.
Pass the information on. And we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. Thank you very much.
We're going to have a bit of Bill Withers now, followed by local music from Double Take.
Ooh.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
The young girl. young girls say they treat them nice. Make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumala. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. From Chickachee, Kerry to Mona's Arm. Every day like New Year's Eve, drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumala, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer, like the Yankee girls, the native swoon. When she hear the bingo croon, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumala, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach, all night long make traffic blow. Stay sitting hot sun and cool off, drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
So local music for this hour, double take with rum and Coca-Cola.
Yes, if you've ever seen them perform, they're quite entertaining.
They are.
Because they sing together.
They do.
And they look exactly the same.
They do.
Hence double take. Anyway, it's time now for Leisha's...
Topic of the week.
Topic of the week. I lost my track where I was.
What have we got?
It is... If I'm getting...
Get your iPad. Go on, get your iPad ready.
It is about a festival that happened last week and the week before.
A festival?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it happened twice.
Yeah, it went on for like two weekends. So like you had weekend right. one and then okay. weekend two.
Go on then,
and
go for it.
It's called Coachella.
Right. Oh, yes.
And where is Coachella?
It's in America, California.
Ooh.
So Coachella 2026 was a music and arts festival that took place in the Empire Polo Club, India, California.
Oh.
From April 10th to the 19th. It was the 25th edition of the festival. The scheduled headlining performers were Sabrina Carpenter, Justin right. Bieber and Carol G. It sold out within a week of its announcement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The lineup of the 2026 edition of the festival was announced in September the 15th, 2025, with, like I said, Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber and Carol G. And Anima as headliners. Carol G is the first Latina artist to headline Coachella, first-time performers
okay.
in the group right. Cat's Eye. Bini becoming the first Filippo group to perform at Coachella. Nogo Erez becoming the Irali singer to perform at the festival. Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noise performed at the act at the
Nine Inch Nails still going.
Wow. Yeah.
English artist FKA Twigs performed at the festival, unable to participate in the 2025 festival.
Right.
So on Friday the 10th and the 17th, we had Sabrina Carpenter, Anima, The XX, Teddy Swims. And then Saturday on the 11th and the 18th, we had Justin Bieber, The Strokes, Given and Addison Rae. And then on Sunday the 12th and the 19th, we had Karol G, Young Thug, Major Lazer, Wet Leg and Tudor Panthers and Gabe Ray.
Leg.
Sabrina Carpenter's set of guest appearances were Will Ferrell, Susan Sardaran, I think that's how you say it.
Sardaran.
Samuel L. Jackson, Sam Elliott, and Corey Fogermanes. On the first weekend, and Kareem Davis, Terry Chews, and Madonna. And Fogermanes on the second weekend.
Madonna?
Yeah. She's
was about
there.
95 now, isn't she, Madonna?
Amos set.
I'll get sued.
Amos set was on the first weekend, but was cancelled following two weather conditions at the grounds. Dear. Later, she performed a surprise set with Marlon Hofstadt, if I'm going to say set, at the Do Lab to close out the first weekend.
Right.
On the second weekend, his set featured guest appearance from Lisa Joy, Matt Bellamy and Swords Lee. Teddy Swim's set featured a guest appearances of Joe Jonas, Vanessa Carlton and David Lee Roth on the first weekend.
Vanessa Carlton? She's still going, is she?
Justin Bieber's set of guest appearances were from The Kid Laurie, Dijon, TMEs, WizKid and MKG. That was on the first weekend. And then we had Sexy Red, Billie Eilish and Big Sean, Dijon and SCR on the second weekend.
Right.
Givian's set of guest appearances had Kelani on the first weekend. Addison Rae featured a guest appearance on Maddie Ziegler's on the first weekend.
Right.
And Olivia Rodrigo and Ziegler on the second weekend.
Ooh.
Carol G's set guest performances appearances from Mariah Angelina, Becky G, Wisin and Greg Gonzalez. And that was on the first weekend.
Gonzalez, I guess. Yeah.
And then on the second weekend, we had Pezzo Paluma, I think that's how you say it, Becky G and G Belvin on the second weekend.
Right.
Young Thug's guest appearances were Nav, Camila Cabello and Ty Dolla Sign on the first weekend. And then the second weekend we had Mara the Scientist, and then Major Lazer had their guest appearances on the first weekend, but they had Maya and then Wet Leg's guest appearances were Horse Girl on the first weekend.
Wow. Well, well done to Wet Leg for appearing in an international competition or festival like that. But yes, good for them.
And of course, everyone knows who my favourite act was.
Go on.
Big Bang.
Well, of course it was. Right, we're going to take a break now. Come back. Oh, thank you for that, Alicia. We're going back after the break with some Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
For broadband that works, guaranteed. Verify and order online at whitefibre.com. Proud sponsors of the afternoon show. White Fibre. Because we care.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Do you have a blocked drain? Looking for a drainage survey? Or perhaps you've noticed your facilities are draining slower than usual? At Renault Drain, we can help. From emergency drain unblocks to repair work and new installations, we operate island-wide and provide a 24-hour call-out service for all of your drainage needs. We offer free, no-obligation quotations, competitive pricing, and we won't be beaten on our reliability and expertise, reflected in the testimonials from our many happy customers. Call Renault Drain on 01983 210 497 or visit our website www.renaultdrain.co.uk for more information.
Friends of the Animals Isle of Wight needs your support. Your donations help thousands of animals across the Isle of Wight and beyond, giving them care, safety and a second chance. Drop your donations at Sinclair Coltman House, 123 Pyle Street, Newport. Declutter your home and drop off what you can. We are also looking for volunteers. Just a few hours can make a real difference. Find out more at friendsanimalsiw.org.uk.
Why are more and more people choosing White Fibre for their broadband? Well, we asked Roxanne, one of our customers.
We ordered the full fibre 300 because there are two of us in our household that make use of the Wi-Fi, but quite often have more than two devices attached. My husband has kit that he likes to connect. I have both a laptop and iPad, and it allowed us to do what we needed to do with no degradation of service.
Fuss-free monthly rolling contracts. Pay what you see, leave at any time. For broadband that works, guaranteed, order online at whitefibre.com.
White Fibre. Because we care.
Subject to coverage.
When people are suffering emotional distress or feeling suicidal, Samaritans are always there to help them. Volunteer with us. You'll receive first-class training and support every step of the way. Most important, you'll be helping our callers find a way forward. Find out more at samaritans.org/volunteer or call 524 775. Do something extraordinary today. Become a Samaritan.
Looking for affordable marketing that really reaches local people?
advertise with Vectis Radio. As the island's not-for-profit community station, every pound you spend supports the work that we do, including our 4Ps radio training school, helping young people with learning difficulties build confidence and skills. Your business could reach up to 95% of the island's population, with even more listeners now that we are on DAB. Packages start from as little as £200 a month. If you would like to know more, email marketing@vectisradio.fm or go to www.vectisradio.com. Vectis Radio, promoting your business, supporting the island community.
Vectis Radio. 104.6. The heart of the island's community.
Telling me somebody's been picking in my cherry tree. Don't wanna be just a body by mistake. But I could tell someone's been digging around in my cave. Somebody say that somebody said somebody's shoes was under my bed. Don't wanna call nobody no bodily harm, but somebody's been rubbing on my good luck charm.
I ain't gonna stand for it.
Stevie Wonder, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and on DAB. Right, we've got a bit of motivation now for you, Maggie.
Yes, are you ready?
Yeah, go on, off you go.
A beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you wake up, think about what a privilege it is to simply be alive and healthy.
Indeed so, yes.
There are many people who don't make it.
No, they don't. That's true. That's very true. Right, thank you for that, Maggie. You'll be back Friday morning with a bit more motivation and stuff like that.
Yes. Actually, I'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock.
You will indeed.
You can hear the interview with Frank Collins.
Indeed, you're with Frank Collins. Another chance to hear that interview. Excellent interview, that one, by the way. Not just because it's you.
She's a fascinating woman.
She's a fascinating lady. Really worth listening to. 9 o'clock, Frank Collins. Who have you got on next Sunday then, Maggie?
It's Robert Thompson.
Restaurateur.
Chef, restaurateur.
Yes, he's an interesting chap too. Very varied career.
Robert Thompson, MBE.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we've got that. And you're back later on as well, Lisa, aren't you?
Yep, she is.
With the Queen of the Noughties. We have got, after us, Jamie Gaines is in for the, I can say, the 6 o'clock show, for the Tea Time show.
Yes.
Traffic and Travel and plenty of cracking music for you. The 6 o'clock show, evening edition, it's on from, strangely enough, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Dr. Gary Clark's in from 7 with the reggae show. And if there's anything you need to know about reggae, he's your man. 9 o'clock, we've just said, Maggie Curry interviews. Another chance to hear Maggie talking to Frank Collins, the CEO of Red Funnel.
Yep.
Chunky Jeff's in after that with a 60s special. And then Leisha Lang at 11 o'clock with Noughties.
Yes.
Then from midnight, it's another chance to hear the new music show with young Kieran.
Yes.
So we'll be back next week for the Tuesday afternoon show. In the meantime, what's taking us up there? We've got who? Chapel Roan?
Yes.
A bit of Elvis Costello?
I should think so.
I don't think we're going to get to Anne Marie, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Thanks very much for listening. Stay tuned for Jamie after us. We'll see you again soon. It's a bye from me.
And bye from me.
And bye from me.
Bye.
Bye.
Vectis Radio, your island, your radio, your stories, your hits. Now on DAB.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. From Green Hill Gurnard to Temperance Terrace Cows. Broadcasting to inform, entertain and inspire across online platforms. FM 104.6, Hospedia Channel 5 and now on DAB. This is the multi-award winning Vectis Radio, bringing you news from around the world, across the UK and here on the Garden Isle.
The former top official at the Foreign Office says there was a dismissive approach to Peter Mandelson's security vetting from Sir Keir Starmer's number 10.
A position taken from the Cabinet Office was that there was no need to vet Mandelson. He was a member of the House of Lords. He was a Privy Councillor. The risks attending his appointment were well known and had been made clear to the Prime Minister before appointment. Now, in the end, the FCDO insisted.
That's Sir Ollie Robbins, who was sacked by the Prime Minister last week over the failure to disclose Lord Mandelson's failed security checks. The United States and Iran have signalled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Islamabad. That's according to two regional officials. A 17-year-old boy's pleaded guilty to arson, not endangering life, after an attack on a synagogue in northwest London. A bottle containing a type of accelerant was thrown through the window of Kenton United Synagogue. And the UK's unemployment rate has fallen unexpectedly. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm David Hall.
What's stopping you making a claim?